when Hamas won the Palestinian elections, Israel imposed a boycott on the new Palestinian government, which was a Hamas government. Then Hamas agreed to have a unity government in which Hamas took part, and Israel boycotted this unity government too. And then Hamas took over the Gaza Strip. Of course, Israel boycotts the Gaza Strip. But it should not be forgotten, no less important, maybe more important than the Israeli boycott on Gaza is the American boycott. America is more extreme than Israel in boycotting Hamas. America is preventing the reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. There are all the time efforts going on to reunite these two Palestinian factions. My friends and I believe that this would be good for Israel, but the Americans have put a total veto on this reconciliation. America also has made a total veto on a prisoner exchange which would free our prisoner in Gaza, the soldier Gilad Shalit, in return for freeing some hundreds of Hamas activists. The Americans do not allow it. So America in this respect is playing a very major role. I'm sure that Israel would not have done, the Israeli government would not have done what it has done last week if it had not had the full support of the United States government for this action. The United States government has put Hamas on a list of terrorist organizations. And since then, the United States has been extremely harsh and rigid in its policy to boycott everything which has to do with Hamas. To my mind, it is a very stupid policy, both on the part of Israel and on the part of the United States. Hamas is a part of the Palestinian reality. Hamas is at least half the Palestinian people. And to boycott half the Palestinian people means that you boycott peace. There can be no peace without the participation of Hamas.